Yeah, it's quite. Am I a rebel? I don't know. I probably am. I always have been, you know, in my life. But it just, like we talked about it loads of times, it just, you know, there are 2 billion people trying to learn to speak English in the world. And they're spending lots of money on courses that don't work.
Yeah.
And I just think it's rubbish. And, you know, with the materials I have and the knowledge I have about how to do this, to take someone like you who's learnt for years but was very nervous and you know,
yeah, because they never teach you how to have a confidence in yourself.
And what EOT does is it through working with kind, friendly people online and building relationships, your fear of speaking goes down, you know, and the materials give you the language to get you through the difficult times, you know, so they help you to have something to say, to have something at the right level to say, for you to understand enough of it to be able to have a conversation.
And to have an interesting conversation, because
because otherwise you just have really boring conversations. No one ever wants to talk to you ever again.
Yeah, you're right. And I didn't know that when we talk about music, you got a bit bored about about Paul McCartney.
Don't go there. I know you love Bruce Springsteen.
That was
my joke. I thought if I write this on the podcast, she'll laugh. I knew you'd laugh when you read that, because it was my joke.
It's a joke. I have to learn how to understand English jokes.
Oh, don't be silly.
And then, oh my God, Jason got bored about my about Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Paul McCartney, wasn't it? Yeah, no. I'm just honest. You know, it's like that's the way you should be. You know, and also, you know, what I do when I talk to people like you and stuff, you know, sometimes I'm deliberately a little controversial, you know, and there's a reason for that, and the reason is that it makes it more memorable for you.
Yes, I never forget that.
because if I make it a bit more unusual and memorable, it's easier for you to remember the language around the topic, you know. So I'm helping you remember it by being a bit strange sometimes.
You have maybe English people has ironic black humor, something like that.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that.
Now, yeah, I understand your way of joking. And I listened to some of your speaking session with Jane.
Yeah.
And Therese, a German girl.
Oh, Therese, yeah.
Therese, uh-huh. And I'm surprised about Jane, yes.
Well, you know, there's good reason why that happened. Scientifically, psychologically, she's a classic Chinese Asian English learner who's clever, works very hard, studied a long time, but was, you know, had very little speaking practice, and also was afraid to speak because of her educational background and socio-cultural background, and just getting her through the first two or three conversations making her feel good about being successful meant that the fear reduced. And when the fear reduced, she started speaking, using language that she already knew, but she just couldn't speak before.
Mm-hmm.
So a good student.
It's a good example.
Example of what's possible. Yeah, yeah. I mean, but there are millions of Janes in China, mm-hmm. I'm pretty confident that would work with millions of people, like. Because she's very typical of an Asian learner, you know, who's studied for a long time but can't speak.
Like me.
You weren't like that. You were not. You did have a lot of anxiety, but you probably were a bit like her, but you had different things, you know, because you're Colombian and a Spanish speaker. So more pronunciation. Yeah, I think maybe your pronunciation held you back more than the fact that you didn't know what to say. So, but you know, everyone's a bit different. But everyone is different. But the way the brain processes language is pretty much the same in everyone. You know. So when all these teachers go on about, you know, which way do you learn? Are you a visual learner or a auditory learner or whatever, and learning styles and stuff like that. When it comes to language, you know, it's just about how you get the person into the right situation, you know, to provide the best feedback for them, for their brain. And that's why we record them, and why you listen again, and then we're giving your brain lots of information that's just right for it to notice where you're going wrong.
Yeah, you correct yourself.
Yeah.
Your own mistakes.
Yeah.
And Peter told me after our chat.
Yeah.
That he's a little bit surprised because I'm improving a lot my fluency and confidence.
Good.
Yeah. Said, oh, now you are.
It becomes a self-fulfilling thing because when I say well done, you feel good, and when he says well done, you're improving quickly, you feel good, so your confidence goes up, and as your confidence goes up, then your fear goes down.
Yeah.
And as your confidence goes up, then you'll try new language that you haven't used before. Or you'll try to say things you wouldn't have tried before.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll find a way to say it. And then when it works, you get a good feeling. And that reinforces the learning. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, it's natural.
To long-term memory. When you get a buzz, you go, oh, great, yeah. You know, that's how it works.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Uh-huh. And, yes, and I think the first time I talked to Pete,
yeah.
I barely understand him. So I did a good effort to understand him,
right.
But now I understand him better than before.
Yeah. Well, your ear will get used to his accent and stuff like that, you know. But it's good to listen to talk to different people with different accents, because then you get to understand lots of different people.
Yes, I noticed that you two have a different accent, mm-hmm. As well as Irish men,
yeah.
And American people.
Yeah.
But it's great to hear two different English accents, like your
Okay.
That's very interesting to talk to you.
Thank you.
Nice for everything.
That's all right.
Okay.
Thank you for working hard.
Yes, I try to do
it. Thank you for suffering my strange sense of humor.
Yes, I at the beginning I'm a little nervous because I think Jason was bored about my my chat about Paul McCartney, but
I got
okay, and have enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. Take care.
And take care too.
See you next week. Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. Take care. Thanks.